The DA notes the decision by the Northwest Provincial Executive Council to proceed with the proposed dissolution of the Ditsobotla local municipality under Section 1391C. The fact that this drastic proposal comes less than a year after the local government election is an indication that the ANC government has no plan to deal with municipalities that are failing to deliver the basic of the most basic services. This decision to resort to such a drastic constitutional measure says a lot about the ANC and its implementation of discipline. Measures. It is common knowledge that there is a dispute between elected ANC councillors in Ditsobotla and its provincial leadership. Ditsobotla does require agent intervention to restore governance and service delivery, but a blanket dissolution where ANC will field the same candidates will be a waste of time and resources. The provincial executive must now report on all intervention measures that they had invoked in Ditsobotla as the situation deteriorated under their watch, with some of them involved in the Ditsobotla debacle. They must explain if constitutional provisions such as Section 1395A, empowering provincial treasury to take full control, and Section 1397, which would see national treasury intervention, had been implemented and whether they had failed. The DA will be closely monitoring this pronouncement, and if it succeeds, it will be an opportune moment for the residents of Ditsobotla to place their interests first and vote the DA. It is no longer a hidden secret that the ANC is a wrecking ball.